There's still some debate about where the very first Thanksgiving was celebrated. Kira Dietz is an archivist at Newman Library. She points out that Thanksgiving didn't even become a federally recognized holiday until 1863.
Then it became a national holiday in 1939, but before all of that, there's a lot of history to the idea of religious and festive celebrations of Thanksgiving in this country.
What may have been the very first Thanksgiving, actually a time for fasting, not eating, was by Spanish explorers in the 1560s in what's now Texas. Nearly 50 years later, in Virginia,
we know that we had colonists that came from England to Jamestown, Virginia in 1607. And in 1610, an English, basically a resupply ship, arrived in Jamestown. And over the particularly difficult winter, the settlers had gone from 490 to 60 people. So when the ships arrived with food, basically they held a really big feast in the spring of 1610.
But Deed says most scholars hold out for that 1621 Thanksgiving in Plymouth, Massachusetts. She says descriptions of the harvest that year include foods that appear on today's Thanksgiving tables: wild turkey, corn, greens, and something found only in that region, cranberries. I'm Robbie Harris.